The Balanced Life, a talk given at Eastside Christian Church for a women's retreat in Fullerton, California. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. In this moment of my life, how can I balance the Mary Martha behavior in me? When I was a little girl, my father took me to the circus. I still remember sitting on one of those dusty bleachers, craning my neck upwards to watch a human being walk across a thin wire 40 feet or more up in the air. I held my breath as this man slowly and carefully moved across the wire. A high wire act often looks like magic, but a wire walker actually trains for years and uses the science of balance and body mechanics to develop safe routines. Sometimes our lives can seem like tightrope walks. We are trying to balance ourselves while juggling our relationships and our responsibilities, and worried that any minute we may lose control and fall off that high wire. I wonder if Martha felt like that when Jesus and his friends came to visit. Their story is recorded in Luke 10. Martha had invited them, but when they arrived, all of a sudden circumstances seemed to spin out of control. Soon after the household starts to stir, Martha sees Jesus and his friends walking down the road toward her house. She has been up since dawn that morning, preparing food and getting the house in order for her guests. Everything seems under control. She eagerly welcomes her guests and quickly calls out orders to the servants and her younger sister Mary to prepare the foot washing supplies and some cool drinks for the travelers. She will be sure that her honored guests are well taken care of. But wait! Soon after their arrival, her younger sister joins a group of men who are sitting on the floor listening to Jesus as he begins to teach. Martha cannot believe it. There are still so many things to do. Setting the table, laying out the serving dishes, lighting the candles. How can Mary sit at a time like this? There are men to feed, and she can sit later. How frustrating. Martha feels weighed down and bothered. She's glad to see her friends. She wants to hear what's being taught, but the table setting must be perfect, the food delicious, the presentation beautiful. She wants the physical setting to be welcoming and wonderful so her friend Jesus will be honored. But how can she do it all by herself? She knows what to do. She needs to have Jesus tell Mary to help. Surely he will agree with her feelings. After all, why should Mary sit and listen when she is working so hard? Martha marches up to Jesus and says, "Don't you care that my sister is sitting while I do all the work? Tell her to help me." But what does Jesus say? "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Most of you are familiar with this story, and many of you probably join me in feeling at times like Martha, worried and upset about many things, often trying to balance relationships and responsibilities, worried that any minute you will fall off the high wire and lose control. Martha has invited Jesus into their home, but it seems as if she has missed what is most needed. She has proximity to Jesus, but she is missing intimacy. We can feel like Martha has got it all wrong and Mary has got it all right, but this is not a story about two different types of personalities. This is a story about being with Jesus. And Martha faces a fundamental obstacle in being with Jesus: distraction. Luke 10 says Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She had good intentions. She wanted her guests to be welcomed and honored. In the first century, this story would shock the reader, for rabbis were not known to be entertained in a home headed by an unmarried woman. This was unprecedented behavior, and I'm sure it created extra excitement and nervousness in this visit. Throughout history, a major role for women has been focused on taking care of the home and providing sustenance for the family or the guests. It is a serving role, and that day, Martha wanted to shine. She wasn't sinning, she was doing constructive work. But was it pride that made her task overwhelming? Was it embarrassment over Mary's position, sitting and listening to Jesus with all the men? After all, rabbis didn't have female followers. It just wasn't done. Martha was distracted by her intentions and overwhelmed by the preparations. She allowed her work to be her focus. Her obstacle was not being busy. Her obstacle was being distracted. Ladies, what are the distractions you and I face? What relationships or responsibilities worry and upset us? Well, I can name a few of mine in this moment. Our oldest daughter, Karina, is studying overseas. What if she has an accident or finds herself in trouble? My oldest brother, for whom we are responsible, lives with major medical problems and financial challenges. How can we help him live in the best way possible? I've got a project at work where I don't know what the outcome will be. What if it's not done well? Or if I make a poor decision that affects others? Just last week, I was feeling weighed down with these concerns, and Jesus' words came to mind. Julie, Julie, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Those were words I needed to hear. I didn't want to lose control. I'd become fearful, believing I was going to fall off the high wire. But worry does not enhance my ability to control my world. Take Karina, for instance. Just because I worry about her safety doesn't mean I can step in to save her. She is thousands of miles away, and I must ask God to protect her. This morning at 5 a.m., our phone rang. It was Karina calling from London. If you're a mom, you know where your heart goes when a phone call comes unexpectedly from your child. With my eyes still shut, I needed to pray for my daughter, even as my husband walked out of the bedroom to talk with her. At that moment, I felt like God was asking me, "Are you going to depend on me? Or are you going to be so distracted that the circumstances become the controlling factor in your life?" I felt hard-pressed to answer, but just talking to God directly reminded me that He was God, not the circumstances, whatever they might hold. What are your distractions? What are the things that you brought along this weekend to worry about? Your kids' safety and happiness while you're away? The need for a job? Maybe waiting for a test result? For school or for your health? Isn't the list endless? Life is filled with many burdens, and how easily we can become like Martha, distracted and upset about many things, weighed down by our concerns. Today, you and I face a fundamental obstacle in being with Jesus, our distractions. I'm sure some of us even came in tonight worried about something, trying to figure out how to balance our relationships or responsibilities. Even though this story was recorded many years ago, as women, we still feel the same sense of burden as Martha and still have to face the same question Martha faces, making a fundamental decision about Jesus. Martha has a choice. She can either continue to try and control what's happening, or she can sit at Jesus' feet. She starts with good intentions. She invites Jesus and his friends to visit, and she begins the preparations. But somehow, the distractions of what she is doing overtakes her. And instead of basking in Jesus' presence, she becomes bothered in the preparations. How easily we can be distracted, looking at our circumstances instead of looking at Jesus, and then we get into trouble. One summer during my elementary school years, our family stayed in a cabin for a vacation. One day, my older brother and I went out to explore. We came to a very full stream that could only be crossed by walking on a log to the other side. My brother went first and then turned around and called for me to come to him. I was scared, but starting slowly, I moved along the big log toward the other side. However, partway across, I looked down and promptly fell in. I was distracted and I lost my balance because I looked down at the swirl of water underneath my feet. Like Mary and Martha, we have a choice. Are we going to look straight ahead at Jesus, or are we going to be distracted by the swirl of life? It is easy to become distracted, but focusing on the swirl of circumstances, like Martha with her preparations, leads to emotional distress and distracts us away from God's presence, our Prince of Peace. Mary was not distracted. She was focused on being a disciple, a follower of her rabbi, Jesus. The word rabbi literally means my master. A disciple or a follower is defined as somebody who chooses to be with their master as much as possible in order to learn everything he or she can from him. Every activity becomes an opportunity to learn from the master, how to be like the master. Jesus' friends were his followers, his disciples. Scripture shows us that Jesus used every activity to teach his disciples how to be like him. They were with him as he traveled, as he walked the dusty roads, as he shared meals with them, healed the sick, and managed the daily routines of life. Luke 6:40 tells us, "A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher." These men and women from all walks of life were Jesus' followers while he was here on earth. And after his death and resurrection, they spread his message throughout the known world. They became like their teacher. Those are disciples. If we become willing disciples, then I believe Jesus will help us to become like him and to balance our relationships and responsibilities. Psalm 55:22 says, "Give your burdens to the Lord. He will carry them. He will not permit the godly to slip or fall." This psalm is not telling us that we won't have burdens. It's only saying that if we feel like we're on a high wire, we can relax. We may not be in control, but Jesus is in control. If we keep our eyes on him, if we look straight ahead, we will balance. He will not permit us to fall. As I stood on that log with my brother calling to me, I needed to keep my eyes on him. He was calling me to safety. And Jesus is calling you and I to safety as well. But we have to understand that we face a formidable obstacle, distraction. And Satan would love nothing better than to make us spin like those people in the Olympic skating contests. If he can keep us distracted, then we can feel on edge and anxious all the time. Instead of sitting at Jesus' feet, we can spin and spin until we fall down, losing control and losing any sense of balance. But there's the great hope. Only one thing is needed: to be with Jesus. When we make the decision to become a follower of Jesus, to be like his disciples, we are in a position to learn continually from him how to be fully like him. Jesus wanted Martha to be like him and to experience his peace and his joy. When he called her name, he was really saying, "Martha, Martha, look at me. I want what's best for you. You are filling your moments with distractions, with irritations. You need to come and sit at my feet. Focus your thoughts on my words. Come and learn of me. Let me be your master. Come and be my follower." First century Jews frequently repeated this blessing: "May you always be covered by the dust of your rabbi." In other words, may you follow him so closely that the dust his feet kick up is what cakes your clothing and lines your face. That is what Jesus desired for his beloved Martha. In this instance, Mary has chosen what is better, and it was not going to be taken away from her. She was focusing on what only Jesus could teach her. This was Mary's choice. The adventure of living in the presence of Jesus begins with a simple decision, a choice to be one of his followers. We can choose to live so continually in his presence that we are always covered with the dust of his feet. This is the one thing that is needed. In this story, Martha does appear to have it all wrong, and Mary does seem to have it all right. But Jesus didn't sit in that living room teaching for years while Mary listened. Jesus also encouraged people to serve in his kingdom. And he modeled this behavior for us. In John 9:4, he said, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." Jesus' Father had worked for him while he was on earth, and Jesus wanted to please his Father. Think of Jesus' busy schedule: healing the sick, helping the poor, teaching the people, or even raising the dead. These tasks easily could have become distractions for him. But he always kept his eyes straight ahead on his Father and his kingdom. His first priority was his Father's presence, so whether he was spending time alone with God or serving others, his Father was foremost in his mind and in his thoughts and in his priorities. His Father was directing his course in whatever he was doing. And Jesus, through his Spirit, is always with us, helping us to accomplish his purposes, directing our course. Before he even left the earth, he charged his friends with these words: "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Jesus wanted his friends to produce followers as they were followers, but he did not expect them to do it alone. He would be with them until the end. John 15:8 tells us, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." And they did. As we listen to Jesus, we can bear fruit for him as well, in our own lives and in the lives of others in whom we come in contact. Sitting at Jesus' feet can happen when we kneel in prayer, write a report, wipe down kitchen counters, answer phone calls, or even bandage a child's scraped knee. It just has to do with our priority of focusing on Jesus. It requires us to ask Jesus to be our teacher and companion, our rabbi in all things. We can invite him into whatever we're doing in the moment. And when we obey his teaching and learn to love him and to love one another, we are true disciples of our King. At the beginning, I said this wasn't a story to teach us about different personalities, but a story about meeting Jesus. Whether we lean toward having a Martha personality, wanting to be on the go, or a Mary personality, wanting to be quiet and reflective, whether we are married or single, young or old, Jesus calls to each one of us individually, asking if we will sit at his feet. We may think our busy schedule is a barrier to our relationship with God. It is not. We may think our personality type is a barrier to our relationship with God. It is not. So how would we begin this journey of discipleship and following Jesus, whether we're a Mary or a Martha kind of person? I love the phrase written hundreds of years ago by Brother Lawrence: "We can't go faster than grace allows." Jesus will teach us how to be like him. It's okay if that journey takes a long time. He just asks us to begin. Only one thing is needed: to follow Jesus in our quiet times and in our busy times, and allow him to permeate our days with his presence. His invitation: follow me. Come be with me and learn from me how to be like me. Remember the picture I painted of a wire walker walking on a high wire? He has a choice. He can focus on the seemingly impossible task of moving across the high wire, or he can focus on looking straight ahead to the place of safety. Sometimes we feel like we are on a high wire, trying to balance the different aspects of our lives, trying to control what happens. We can become afraid of falling. But ladies, we won't fall. Jesus holds our high wire in his hands. He is in control. This adventure of living in the presence of Jesus begins with the simple decision, choosing the one thing that is needed. Consider his invitation tonight. He offers it just for you. Follow me. Come be with me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we confess that our main obstacle in being with you is distractions. We look down into the swirl of our life's activities like Martha, and we miss having intimacy with you. Help us to make the decision to invite you into whatever we are doing in this moment. May we achieve balance that we need as we sit at your feet. Because you love us, Jesus. Amen.